She just wanna work and pay her bills. Fuck up on a man who keep it real.
That's right.
She just want her girls to know the kill.
They do.
She just told her boss just how she feels.
Fuck you.
She just hit the club up on a Thursday. Told the bartender I ain't feeling thirsty. Took a couple shots just like it's her birthday. Hit the tree up just like it was Earth Day.
Saw her at a club in a Lambo. She don't eat no pork, she gon' handle. Got these niggas shooting shots, call them Rambo. Wanna let them know it's not a man's world. They try to tap it and they black, call them Sambo. They try to tap it and they white, call them CIA. She know the truth about the game, and she don't play. She know the truth about the face, so she okay. You like blah, blah, blah. She like
dollar signs.
You like rent this here. She like
I'm buying mine.
She got her besties back when it is trying times. She used to boost the pack when it was flying time all around the world. See those pretty girls. Yeah, yeah. Lights, camera, action. She ain't even acting. Color coordinated.
That's good, y'all. And welcome back to another amazing episode of We Don't Sip Tea, We Drink Wine. I'm your girl, Miss GLH, and this is another dope-ass episode for you, I have for you today. So today, I have my homegirl, Chantel. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Hey. Just introduce yourself to, so you know what? I wanted to tell the people and you real quick what I'm doing. So this is a new series that I thought of while I was just walking today, and I decided that I wanted to interview my friends and my family, but I wanted to interview my close friends and family. And so, yeah, you're my first interview.
I'm so excited. I feel so special. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So let's get started, girl. Introduce yourself to the people. Let them know who you are, where you're from, what you're about.
All right. I'm going to start with what I'm about. Animation is life. Okay, art is life. I was born and halfway raised in New York, and then I moved to North Carolina, was raised the rest of the way there. I'm still currently in NC, boring as hell. But yes, we still in there. Yeah. We still lit. I just graduated with a bachelor's in science and computer animation.
Boop, boop.
You know, so I will be on somebody's TV and somebody's game, Disney, Pixar, or maybe even my own, because, you know, I love dealing with the kids. The kids, help them grow, help them learn.
Yes.
Yes, you know, I believe children.
Okay, you don't need to sing it. You was going to go that route again. Not again, girl. Not again, Whitney. Bring it back.
All right.
Yes. Okay, so I've known you forever. We've known each other since high school. I'm 34 now. Do you mind sharing your age?
32.
Yes. Yes. And I met you when I think I was in 11th or 12th grade.
You was in 11th grade. I was freshman.
Okay, I couldn't remember what grade I was in for real. But I do, I just remember meeting you in that writing class that we had.
Yeah, Miss Johnson's creative writing class.
Mm-hmm, because I don't remember, like, anything else. I don't even know how we introduced each other to each other, like, how we started getting cool, for real.
I don't know. We was just sitting, you know, on the same side of the room, and we just clicked. And then all of a sudden, we started reading each other's writing, getting into groups, hanging out. It was like instant connection.
That's so facts. You are such a good writer. I was just like so amazed. And I was like, oh, she's so talented and vibey.
Yes, man. I've been on that writer's block, but I have so many stories to tell, so many of them, so many ideas, so many main topics and resolutions, and then no umph, you know, no middle. And I need that middle.
Do you think you need to take a creative writing class again?
Man, I took about two or three of them. I'm about done with the creative writing classes. It's really me. You know what I'm saying? I got to get down to actually figuring out what plateau I'm going to use, what platform I'm going to use, whether it's going to be the laptop or writing in my notebook. And it doesn't seem like either one of those is fitting into that little puzzle piece. So now I'm just going to invest in a recorder and record myself, because that's when most of my ideas pop up. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to say this and do this, but I'm saying it out loud instead of writing it down, because, you know, most of the time I'm driving.
You don't do your notes on your phone? You don't record notes on your phone?
Nope.
You don't got that app?
I do. I do have the app. My phone does a lot. It even has a little pen on it.
Why don't you use it?
You know, I don't exercise all of the features that come with it. And there's so many features that come
with
it.
Look at that. Don't even buy a recorder.
I'm old school. You know what I'm saying? Give me a pen and some paper. Apparently, I need a tape recorder now. You know,
I know, right?
It way back.
You did. I felt like that's what you was going for.
Like, a little nostalgia, okay? You know, for anybody that doesn't know, a tape recorder was the thing that you recorded your voice on when you didn't have a cell phone.
You've always been an old soul, though. Like, I felt that the first moment that I met you. I was just like, oh, she's just like such a more mature spirit than other ninth graders. That's why I didn't mind hanging out with you, too.
Yes, yes.
Because not a lot of people, even the people in my grade, though, they were so immature. So,
no, I agree. Same.
Yeah. And I loved our group of friends that we had. We had like a great group of people that we hung around. And then it was like no drama. We didn't hate each other. It wasn't like talking bad about each other or nothing like that. It was just us hanging out, having fun. It was nice.
And laughing.
That's
the most fun that we had, is when we was laughing, telling each other jokes, because we is mad funny.
Were you nervous? Because you were new, you know, and didn't you just move from North Carolina? I mean, more from New York?
I just went to this school. It was my first time going to the school, but I've been in North Carolina since like second grade. But, okay, you know, even with being out of town, they still treat you like you're out of town. Like they didn't see you in kindergarten. So you're always going to be the newbie wherever you go, even if you've known them for like 10 years. Like, ain't that girl from New York?
Yeah. How did you feel coming to South Central? Was you scared or anything like that?
I was nervous. Coming to a big school. It's like the last 4 years before you just get shipped off. People forget about you.
Oh my God.
So, you know, I was a little bit awkward, but I still was me. I didn't try to, you know, change myself or try to become somebody new when I entered South Central. You know, there's a lot of people there, but, you know, you meet who you meet, and then if there's a connection, you know, you're either friends for life or you just a walk along, you know, somebody that just comes in your life and leaves.
How do you think our friend group helped you during those years?
It helped me realize there are genuine people. You know, there's not many people that is not trying to fit into the scene or into this way of living to be acceptable for a mass group of people who was doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was not a popularity contest with us. It was real genuine. We made each other laugh. We didn't care what, you know, what backgrounds we were from, or, you know, how we dressed or who we was, how we looked. It was something I like, because I definitely dealt with those kind of people. So when you deal with a certain group of people and then you meet genuine people, you know that there's a difference. And it's not that many.
Yeah, that's facts. It's funny that you say that because you're not like my only homegirl to say that, and I just think that that's so crazy. Personally, I don't be having those experiences because I don't fuck with women that get down like that. So that's why I've always just kind of always created my own groups, and it was cool to just have you just as like another added addition into our group, and it was nice. I loved it.
I do too.
So what do you think of our friendship? How do you like, okay, genuinely be honest. Tell me what you think about me.
You just went right in there. Mm-hmm. But I think you do. You're to yourself. You're to yourself. You got your own originality. And when you want to reach out and hang out with your friends or deal with your friends, you do that. You reach out when you can. But I always see it as, you know, everybody else got their own life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're dealing with their own struggles. So I can't say that, you know, just because I haven't heard from you in a year or seen you in a while that we're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
Because you always been cool to me. We always, even through social media, we always try to remain connected. So connection is your strong point. And you are trying to get stronger in it. And I am too. So that helpful. So I guess that is the year, trying to get back into being in close contact with the people that you care about.
Facts. That's like been my biggest thing. After my uncle died last year, like that rocked me to my core, and it dawned on me that I didn't talk to him and I didn't know who he was, and later on in life, and he didn't know who I was, and I just didn't want to keep going through life like that, like people that I really love and care about not knowing me now, or me not knowing them in their present self, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, it's like, and also like these connections that I made with people over the years, they've been like really important to me. And like, I hated North Carolina. That was like a really tough time for me. And high school was really hard for me. So having the friends that I had meant a lot, because it's like y'all really were like something that I looked forward to every day.
So. Well, I didn't know it was just as hard for you too, because like I just said, like even when they know, they, it feels like they all know here that you just wasn't born here.
Yeah.
they just give off that attitude. And the more people that you meet, and we were from different backgrounds, all of us, like only a minimal amount of us was actually raised in Greenville and born in Greenville, North Carolina. But most of us was, you know, across the country. Mm-hmm. We came from all other different places. So I believe that also helped us connect by having our own, you know, I guess, secret group of people from outside of the country that they try to make us feel like we didn't belong, but we do. We're here.
Yeah.
We're standing. We're Facts. Clear. And I agree with you. North Carolina is mad boring.
But that's okay, because you still made it a place for you to still thrive and be great. And, you know, you've done things, you know what I'm saying? And you still have so many things to accomplish, and you're not going to be there forever. It's just, you know, a temporary place for now.
Yes, yes.
For sure. I'm just so proud of you. You've done so much. And I've also just, I just love the way that you think and just the person that you are. I just always felt you were just a true, genuine spirit. Someone who was just really nice and would just give the shirt off their back if someone asked. And I know that's real cliche, but whatevs. But I just always loved you. And then I just thought you were so artsy and just, I don't know, you're a vibe. I can't explain it.
I appreciate it. I don't get it. I don't get it a lot. I don't get it a lot.
Yeah,
I hear it a lot. You're going to make me. Cheer up.
Oh, no, you are so amazing. I've always felt that way about you. And I just love being around you. And so every time I went to North Carolina, I don't know why I always forgot that you were still there. And I felt so terrible. But I was like, oh, let me hit my girl up. And so I'm so glad one day I finally did. And we was able to catch up again. And I just been hitting you up ever since, girl. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
New beginnings and new places. We still the same. Fact. So I do appreciate that.
No problem. You know, I mean, and it's always like we never lose time. Back in touch. So I love that as well.
Yes, we get right back into it, right? Like, it's mm-hmm. like it, no time has left at all. And that's the one thing that I do love. It isn't awkward. It's more like, oh, I haven't seen you since last week, even though it's been like
years.
A year and a half. And, you know, I feel like I'm equally guilty of that. And you're right. You know, even with, you know, my mother's being down here now, so I get time. I do know what you mean about being separated and disconnected, because I moved down here with my grandmother, so all the rest of my family was in New York.
Yeah.
So I had to try to reach in and touch base and, you know, reconnect with the people that I didn't want to lose touch to, and they're getting up in age. I don't want to say that I missed out on anything. Yeah, and I feel like that with my grandmother. So I feel like it is the time, you know, to come back. But the people who's supposed to come back will come back. And the people who stayed and never left is the people that you can count on, the people that mean most to you. So you mean the most to me, girl.
Oh, you mean the most to me. I love you so much.
Yes. Friends for life.
Beautiful. For real. Forever and ever.
Ever and ever.
It's not so cheesy.
Yes. In a real quick minute. Let me wipe this.
No, I love it. No, this is literally what I wanted. This is so perfect, because I just wanted to, not only did I want you to, like, you know, talk about you, because you are doing amazing stuff and you are someone to look out for, because I just think that you're going to be doing big things always and forever, lifting you up and shouting you out. But also I just wanted to give a space for my friends and family just to, you know, chat and show y'all that I appreciate y'all and that I love y'all and that, you know, you
Thank
know
you. Thank you.
Yes.
And just to let you know, back, I do the same and I care the same way. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you.
Thanks, girl.
As something to say.
Yeah. I just feel like it's been a sucky few years around the world. And the vibrations have been very low lately, especially my vibrations. So I just feel like it's time to reconnect with, like, certain things that make me happy and making sure I talk to my friends and stuff like that. Checking in on y'all. I do know.
Working on the same thing, girls. No, for real. Yeah. You know, getting myself in contact and making sure that I do have those connections that, you know, I don't lose touch on. Because it's been crazy a few years ever since, you know, 2019. It was like that was the last normal kind of year that we actually had, for real.
More. So how are you faring now as an adult with, like, other relationships? Do you feel like you're making other meaningful relationships as an adult?
I do. I feel like I don't see that many people when you think of making connections. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, I have to trace back to where I don't normally could go out looking for those connections. They just find their way to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whoever, you know, I actually have a conversation with and can get along with, then we can have that on a normal basis. Maybe, you know, I see you around sometimes, like with this delivery thing I'm doing, is this guy that I keep on seeing, and he's cool. So, you know, normally I see the other drivers, they just sit there and stare, you know, forward, like they don't want you staring at them. They don't want to cause no attention to themselves. And then you get somebody who's like, hey, how you doing? And that's, you know, it's refreshing.
Yeah.
To know that, you know, everybody's not zombieing out here.
Does that bother you? Does that, do you feel like we've lost the human connection in the world?
As far as I go, or just as far as human connection goes?
Just as far as human connection goes.
I do.
Mm.
I do. I still am that type of person. I mean, online dating, it seems nice and everything, and it's the new way to go, but I still wouldn't mind meeting somebody, you know, face to face, and, you know, building a connection that way versus online. But I do think that's more of it now. And because that the camera is in everybody's face, you got people streaming, you know, TikToks everywhere, doing crazy stuff, and they could be whoever they want to be and not necessarily be themselves. So you don't know what's, you know, what's real.
Right.
Anymore when it comes to, you know, people and dealing with other people, because you'll be liking one person and get straight up get catfished. And I'm not even like a picture, but like it's a genuine person. Like, do I have to take you back to the store?
Have you ever been catfished?
Oh man.
You have?
I've been catfished one time.
No way.
Yes. It was like over a decade ago, though. It was definitely one of those online things, and I was not, see, that was my first bad experience.
What website was it? Because
it was just social media and, you know, pictures, you know, looking cute and everything, and then it comes to the meat.
Yeah, you gotta
meet the person for the first time, and I'm like, who is that? Was that your pictures?
Right. Did you say anything?
Yes, I did.
Did you stay?
Ended up finding out there was children involved.
Oh no!
Pregnancies.
Oh no!
Unknown baby daddy. I was like, look, you having me raise a family. I ain't even get out the house yet. I ain't even said I like you yet. When you like, I like you too. I didn't even say that yet. And that's already crazy. You got me thinking about a whole mortgage and some, nah, I'm good.
That's wild.
And that's when I was like, maybe people with kids, maybe not people with kids, because you're getting up there in age, and eventually you are in the age group where everybody has
kids.
You know,
now you don't have any kids. Somebody's
baby's father, baby's mother.
That's true, but you don't have any kids. So do you want kids?
I think about it a lot, but I don't know if that's just, you know, my body's telling me that.
I know. You know, I've been feeling the same way. That's crazy that you say that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's my body saying, wouldn't you like to have a baby in me? Mm-hmm. Like, it's messing with my brain chemistry.
Because I agree.
In real life, you know, I love kids, but I know what it takes to have a child, and I know that that's not coming in unless you looking at the new Virgin Mary here. Parents' thesis going on.
But you wouldn't like a surrogacy or anything like that?
I would for my own child. I think anybody else's child. I would. It's not off the table. Kids isn't off the table.
Would you adopt?
Would I adopt? If I was in a stable situation, yes. Yes, okay. I would. I would be scared. Because, you know, when it comes to adoption, it's definitely other people's kids, other people's genes. You never know what you get
when it
comes to other people's kids. But, you know, I don't want to be that one that be like, oh, give me a baby, and it's little kids in there dying to get adopted. So, you know, I might, and then I might not, just for the guilt, because I would feel you. Bad.
Yeah, I feel you.
Not wanting an older kid.
Do you ever want to get married?
I do, but I never thought of whether or not is it because of the big wedding, the big ceremony,
mm-hmm.
people coming together, or just the fact of being with somebody and belonging to each other and spending the rest of your life with them. Because I could mm-hmm. do that too without
the marriage part.
Tying the knot. I always see that as a contract as well. So it's like, are we in business? Because then I got to treat this like a business.
Right.
Got to get the prenup. Yes, we get the prenup.
As a woman in our 30s, do you feel like you are lacking? Do you feel like you're missing out on anything because you're not married or a mom yet?
Honestly, it creeps in sometimes when you see your other friends getting in that gist. You see them getting married, you see them having kids, and you wonder, is that something that I missed out on? Is that something that I should do? Yeah. And then I realize, just like how we was talking about earlier, am I just doing that because it seems like that's the right time now.
Yeah.
I'm 32. I should be either married or have kids. Because most of the time, I'll just be chilling. I'll be happy. Driving down the street.
Not dead facts, though. I feel that. I'm, like, so content. Like, this is the first time in my life where I've actually, like, really liked myself. And I've, like, loved myself. And I've liked my peace. And I've liked my alone time, because I've never really liked being alone by myself. Never. So for me to actually love that now, like, I don't really want to be rid of it at this point. Like, I'm really enjoying it. But I'm also like, do I want to be in a relationship? Do I want a kid? Do I want these things? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I think about it.
I think about it. It is something to think about. And for me, it is because, you know, I'm getting up in age and I'm thinking ahead. I've always been a future thinker. And, you know, now it's all right. I can't say that it's not going to happen. And, you know, as far as relationships go, yeah, I like being with somebody. Yeah, you know, I like getting on. You know what I'm saying? You tell me that.
Big fact.
Would it be a hermit the rest of my life? I don't want them thinking that I'm going to start adopting kittens, you know.
Big fact. Please don't do that. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. So, I mean, I know you're not like a social media person like that, but do you want to tell the people, like, do you want people to follow you?
Okay, you can follow me on my TikTok. I place reminders up there, you know, help people get through their day, you know, get their day started, try to build strength up, because there's a lot of mental health issues going on out there as well. Like,
we're not friends on TikTok.
Huh?
We're not friends on TikTok.
I didn't even know you didn't have a TikTok. I thought you was Twitter, Facebook.
I have TikTok, girl.
Lord, now we gotta look. It's she. But I gotta spell it out because I'm weird.
Okay. Give the people your TikTok.
All right, write this down or put it in your phone. It's xi_reignzx, and it's pronounced She Reigns.
Okay.
So you could get that on Twitter. You could also get that on Discord. No, not Discord. Sorry. That's different. Facebook is my name. So you can look me up. This is my name for short, Chantel. My long name is Chantel Marie.
My long name.
As long as the alphabet. I don't want to discuss that.
Yes. Awesome. Yes. And you be on Twitter. Snapchat.
Sorry.
If y'all you be on Twitter, though.
I do be on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, Twitter be my shit. That's where I be posting most of my stuff at. And then TikTok, that's just, you know, reminders. I do have a NFT collection if anybody's interested in that sort of thing.
Ooh.
And that's on OpenSea.
Okay.
So that's awesome. Another platform that I'm on.
You don't have a Twitch?
No, I'm not on Twitch. I am on Discord. Oh,
okay. I don't know what that is.
It's like Twitch. It's same thing. I just didn't get into Twitch because I thought it was just mostly people watching other people game up there.
I thought it was too, but apparently it's not.
Excuse me.
I know. I just found that out as well, actually. So I don't know. But I don't use Twitch either. I mean, I have a Twitch account, but I don't use it. I only made one so I could follow a friend and they can get views.
Man. I've been trying to. It be popping up. New social medias be popping up and I'll just be trying to stick to the top three. I don't even go on Facebook half the time anymore.
I know you don't. You really don't.
It's gone. And I see it. Be like, you got new notifications. I was like, yeah, but nah.
Yeah, you don't. It's okay.
Going on.
I know. I'm on all of them and I hate it so much. I like really hate it. I hate being on social media, really, for real. But whatever. It is what it is.
It is. It really is. Like I said, people can be whoever they want to be on the internet. I think that's the one thing that, you know, I decided to fall back as far as, you know, recording myself, how people do on the TikTok, and just put posts up there.
I'm screaming. Okay, because mine's are like all of me recorded.
You're stupid. I can't. I let the people who can do it, and then eventually I'm gonna have to do it. You know, I'm gonna have to do a duet or something.
That's so true. Let's do one together. We can do a TikTok when I come down again.
Okay. Yes. Let's do that then.
Yes, I'm gonna find one for us to do together. Oh my gosh, this has been so much fun. I've loved having you on here.
Good conversation.
Yes, girl. So, okay, I would love for you to leave, I don't know, just some piece of wisdom for the people. Give them just something. I don't know, what's your advice that you would give someone or old Chantel back in the day? What would you tell her 32-year-old self advice or whatever? Her future self. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes. I'm stupid. I need to be there. I need to be where you are. Excuse me.
Word.
But I guess I would tell younger Chantel that it will be okay. People live their own lives. And trust people to be themselves, to be exactly who they are. Don't expect them to be anything else that you possibly made up in your mind or dreamed of them to be. So you won't disappoint yourself.
Solid advice. Very solid. That's the lesson I'm still learning myself as well. Forever growing, forever learning. I love it. Yeah. Well, girlfriend, it has been so amazing. Thank you so much for being on my podcast. You're so beautiful and so wonderful, and this has been dope.
Thank you. Thank you for having a podcast. Thank you for inviting me. This is the first time I ever did something like this.
Yay! I'm so excited. You
know, so hyped.
Yay! I'm about to put it together and release it tomorrow.
Awesome.
Yay!
Awesome. I'm going to put that everywhere.
And okay.
Tell people once again, podcast, Anchor, we don't sip wine.
No, we don't
sip tea. We drink wine. Yeah. Excuse me, everybody.
It's okay. It'll roll off the tongue in a while. All right, girl. I love you so much.
I love you too.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Y'all have a good night. You have a good night.
You too, boo.
Okay.
Peace.
See you in the morning.
You know I will. That's all I do. All right, bye, girl.
All right, later.